1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16 says, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, 'You shall be holy, for I am holy.'" Oh, friend, let us pursue the righteousness of God today. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 15 and 16. Good Sunday morning to you this January the 12th, 2020. Did you have yourself a good week? I hope so, and I hope you're having an even better weekend. My name is Joey Kroll, and welcome to this radio ministry called Sunday Worship. We focus on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement, and everything else in between. Got some wonderful God-honoring music coming up from The Chosen Ones, also music from Selah. Right now, let's start things off this half hour with the All Souls Orchestra, and Here I Am to Worship, right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship.
All together worthy, all together.
Friend, I hope you are having a wonderful weekend. This is Sunday Worship. My name is Joey Kroll, and Galatians chapter 3, verse 11 says, "Now it is evident that no one is justified before God by the law, for the righteous shall live by faith." Faith. You know, somebody said one time, stress makes you believe that everything has to happen right now. Faith reassures us that everything will happen in God's timing.
In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on whom was laid, here in the death of Christ I lay.
You're listening to Sunday Worship. Try lifting up that beautiful name of Jesus today. Happy Sunday. It's Joey with you. This is a program called Sunday Worship, and you can connect with us on social media. Yeah, you got some time tonight or this week. Just search for Sunday Worship Radio right there on Facebook. Would love to connect with you there. And for the 20th anniversary of Larry King Live, Barbara Walters interviewed the man who became famous for interviewing others. And she asked him direct and revealing questions. Two of the most telling responses came when she probed about fear and faith. And Barbara Walters asked Larry King, "What is your greatest fear?" And he immediately replied, "Death." This interview occurred back in 2005 when he was on the very top of his career. And he had much to lose, but none of that mattered compared to the fear of death. And her follow-up question was, "Do you believe in God?" And Larry King stated, "I'm not sure. I'm an agnostic." Friend, regardless of our success or status, if we are uncertain about God, we will most assuredly be fearful of death. But the resurrection of Jesus Christ reminds us that fear of death dissolves when we walk with the one who walked out of that grave.
Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power and the glory forever, amen. This day our daily bread, and forgive us, Lord, forgive us of our debts. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, but deliver us.
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you, I want to seek you first. I want to keep you, I want to keep you first. Let me hear your voice, and in the midst of pain, let me feel your joy. I want to know you, I want to find you in every season, in every moment. Before I speak a word, I will bring my heart and seek you first. I want to seek you, I want to seek you first. I want to keep you, I want to keep you first. More than anything I want you first. My treasure and my reward. Let nothing ever come before. You are my treasure and my reward. Let nothing ever.
Fred, I hope that you are having yourself a wonderful weekend. This is Sunday Worship. I'm your host, Joey Kroll. Pray that you're having yourself just a blessed morning, a great start to our Sunday. And back in 2008, which was a while back ago, honestly, if you think about it, there were 4,000 books published on the subject of happiness. And just a few years earlier, in 2000, only 50 books were published on the subject of happiness, and it has only increased over time. And friend, there is only one book that talks about true happiness, true joy, and that is the Word of God, where we get to know the joy giver, where we get to know the heart of Almighty God. To read the Word of God is to know His heart and His character.
Strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. Seeking you as a precious jewel. Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my
Jesus, Lamb of God.
I'll tell you what a pretty song. That's a group called Rocket Town Chorus, and You Are My All and All. Well, friend, thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship today here on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Krull. If you missed any of today's program, or if you'd like to go back and re-listen to it or point a friend to it, you can go back and listen through the audio archives section at greatnewsradio.org. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones here. Been battling a pretty tough, I don't know what I had going on, just feeling down and out with the weather, under the weather, that is, for the last couple of days, but feeling much better today. So I'm going to hang up these headphones and worship the Lord with my church family. And friend, I hope you have that opportunity to get connected to a Bible-believing church this weekend. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.